86 crypto projects shut down in Q1 as capital migrates to ETFs and stablecoins. 86 crypto projects formally shut down or started winding down in the first quarter of 2026, according to Root Data's Dead Project Archive. The closures span wallets, NFT marketplaces, DeFi protocols, analytics firms, and messaging tools. Most were incubated during the 2021-2022 frenzy or the 2024-2025 rebound, and none survived the capital migration now reshaping the industry. Bitcoin sat at $68,726 as of April 7, 2026, down 0.6% in 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index read 35, firmly in fear territory. The backdrop is not a panic sell-off. It is a slow reallocation, retail and institutional capital leaving the app layer and concentrating in two buckets, Bitcoin ETFs and stablecoins tied to traditional finance. The named dead. The most recognizable casualty is Magic Eden, the leading NFT marketplace, which announced it will sunset its wallet by May 1, 2026. The wallet launched in 2023 as a bid to own the full NFT transaction stack. It did not gain enough traction to justify the overhead. Nifty Gateway, the NFT platform owned by Gemini, shifted to withdrawal-only mode in February. Users can still pull out their assets, but can no longer buy or list. Gemini has not commented publicly on whether the platform will fully close or remain in this limbo state indefinitely. Balancer Labs, one of DeFi's original automated market makers, wound down its corporate entity. The stated reasons were weak revenue and unresolved legal exposure from a 2025 exploit. The protocol's smart contracts remain on-chain, but without a funded team maintaining them, their future depends entirely on community governance. Tally, which built governance tooling for DAOs, signaled its own wind-down. Dmail, the decentralized email project, scheduled a mid-May closure after acknowledging that the model was not sustainable. Where the money went. The pattern across these closures is consistent. The projects did not lose users to competitors within the same category. They lost users to an entirely different product class. Bitcoin ETFs have absorbed billions since their 2024 launch, and the pace has not slowed. In the most recent week with available data, Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs pulled in $591 million combined, with zero net ETH outflows. Stablecoin issuance has also accelerated. Circle minted $325 billion in USDC on Solana in a single week in March, a 2026 record. The capital is not leaving crypto. It is leaving the app layer. Wallets, NFT platforms, niche DeFi protocols, and analytics dashboards are being starved while the underlying rails, ETFs for exposure and stablecoins for settlement, absorb the same dollars. The 2021 vintage problem. Many of the 86 dead projects share a common origin story. They raised during the 2021-2022 bull market, shipped a product, survived the bear by cutting costs, then failed to find a second act during the 2024-2025 recovery. The problem was not execution, it was category collapse. NFT trading volume peaked in 2022 and never came close to recovering. Decentralized social and messaging apps never reached the usage thresholds that would justify their burn rates. Governance tooling assumed DAOs would become the default organizational model for crypto projects. Most DAOs instead contracted or went dormant themselves. The projects that raised in 2024-2025 face a different version of the same pressure. Venture funding shifted toward infrastructure plays, AI integrations, and stablecoin rails. Consumer-facing crypto apps without a direct path to revenue are finding the next round harder to close. What survives? The consolidation benefits a narrow set of winners: exchanges with diversified revenue, card issuers with stablecoin spending rails, and infrastructure providers that sit beneath the ETF and stablecoin stack are absorbing the displaced capital. For users, the practical impact is fragmented. Wallet shutdowns force migration. NFT marketplace closures mean fewer exit routes for illiquid collections. DeFi protocol wind-downs leave liquidity providers scrambling to withdraw before governance goes dark, a scenario that the Drift exploit aftermath showed can cascade fast. The 86 number as of March 20th is a floor, not a ceiling. Root Data's archive tracks formal announcements and confirmed inactivity. Projects that quietly stop updating, stop responding to users, and let their domains expire take longer to classify. The real count for Q1 is almost certainly higher.